Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From the cotton fields to medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green, MD, is the life story of a truly remarkable woman. Dr. Hazel Coley Green was born in 1908 in Salston, North Carolina. Graduated from high school at the age of 20, college at the age of 24, and at the age of 44, she decided to study medicine in Europe. After being refused medical school acceptance in the United States, this course of study took 8 years, during which she reared her daughter, encountered many obstacles, and overcoming them all. In 1960, she returned to the United States and became New York State Board Certified, practiced medicine until her retirement at age 77 in 1985. Her daughter, Lily Coley Green, is with us to talk about the remarkable life of her mother. The book, From the Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green, MD. That's the name of the book, available at Amazon. And her daughter, Coley, with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
It is my pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to sharing this story of your mother with the audience today. This is just a fascinating story. What a remarkable woman she was. Let's start with the medicine part. Later in life, she decides she wants to study medicine. What was it that inspired her to study medicine?
Well, in her younger years, she had decided that she wanted to be a registered nurse. However, her uncle, who was financing her college education, said, no. He had heard some strange stories about how the doctors would fool around with the nurses. And he said, no, you're just going to go get a straight BS degree from college. Well, in college, she met a sweetheart who he decided, his name was Vincent, and he decided that he wanted to be a doctor. But later on, during their marriage, he changed his mind, and she told him, well, if you won't study medicine, I will. And he said, more power to you.
And that's exactly
and
what
that's
she did.
All began.
And that's just what a journey that that your mother was on. The book is From Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography of Hazel Coley Green, MD. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get all the information on the book. The other question is, I'm reading that she waited until middle age to return to school. Talk about why she did that and what she went through to do that. That's awful difficult to shift any type of career at middle age. She decided to start a brand new one. How did that happen?
Well, during her marriage, I came along, and, you know, she was a full-time wife and mother. And when she made this decision to go to medical school, she applied. This was post-war, and she applied to the medical schools, Meharry and Howard and another I can't think of. But since a lot of GIs were going back to school, and she was a black female, and she was in her 40s, they just didn't feel that, you know, she would, you know, be successful.
Yes.
So she was not accepted, and that's when she decided to look elsewhere.
Boy, and she proved them wrong. The book, From Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green, MD. This is such an inspiring story on so many levels, starting with being one of a number of children and going off to school and going, 2.5 miles every day back and forth to the wooden one-room schoolhouse. Such an inspirational story. Who do you think will benefit from reading the book about your mother?
I think anyone who feels that life is going by real fast and that they're getting older, too old to accomplish what they really wish to. Reading my mother's book can inspire them to know that they can achieve what they want to achieve at any age, regardless of the obstacles.
They can be overcome. Well, it's one after another. You keep getting roadblocks, and we get it every day in our lives. Sometimes we go through, and we have difficulty getting around them. Your mother shows just perseverance going forward. When she decided to do this medical school, this impacted her life, but yours as well. Talk about that. You're 7 years old at the time. She takes you 4,700 miles from home. Talk about that experience from your mother's standpoint, and then certainly from your standpoint.
Well, from my mother's standpoint, her eagerness to go to medical school, she had to find somewhere to go since she was not acceptable in the American medical school. So she decided to go to the Free University of Brussels, Belgium, and they had a lot of American students over there. And she also had a friend who was studying medicine over there, and he interceded on her behalf and got her, helped her get accepted. Of course, her credentials helped also, because she did have to go back and take a few college courses in chemistry and biology that she hadn't had. And, of course, she was not going to go and leave her 7-year-old daughter. So we did that 5-day journey on the Queen Mary, crossing the ocean, and she enrolled me in school there. So I just assimilated, learned how to speak French. She learned how to speak French. She studied medicine in French. She didn't succeed every year, but she kept taking the course until she did and ultimately graduated.
And what an experience for you as well. How much of that do you recall? It sounds like it's still vivid memories when you're 7 years old.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I still have friends over there that I went to school with, and we've grown older together, and we communicate. And she put me in a Girl Scouting camp over there, and I made friends, and I know all about European history more so than I know American history.
You know, it's fascinating. This did so much for your mother in going to medical school and starting that profession. So much for you as well. Talking about the book From Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography of Hazel Coley Green, MD. Give you all that information as we go through the program. Her daughter, Lily Coley Green, is with us on the program talking about this remarkable story. So how long did you reside in Europe before returning to the United States?
Well, the course of study for her was 6 years. However, a couple of those courses she did not make the passing grade because of the language barrier, and also perhaps not having total time to study because she was a full-time mother as well. So she did have to repeat a couple of courses. So we were over there 8 years.
Yeah, you're trying to overcome the language barrier. Obviously, your mother had to do that. You as well. You mentioned you learned how to speak French. That was sort of survival, wasn't it, for you? I mean, in school and everything, you really needed to be able to speak the language.
Well, we were very fortunate because the family we were living with when we first moved there had a friend who was a tutor, and she tutored me. And in actuality, I learned how to read French before I really knew how to read English. But my mom had a great knowledge of English language and also very good diction. And so the English that I did speak was really, you know, all right on point. But at the time, my French was much better.
Well, yeah, at that age, you're starting to put, you know, language skills together, and all of a sudden, your primary language at that time, obviously, is French. Such an amazing story. Your mother gets the degree, the medical degree. What was her medical specialty?
Geriatrics.
Oh.
Medicine of the age.
I'm very familiar with it. I've got several geriatric doctors on speed dial, so I know exactly that you come to that point in your lifetime when you start learning on those people, leaning on those people to get you through. What kept your mother going through as times were getting tough? And there were so many from the very beginning. It would have been real easy to just drop out of school, not talking about the whole college in medical. What kept her going through all of this?
Well, believe it or not, according to my conversations with Mom, many, many times she thought that perhaps that she would just quit because she wasn't passing the course. The professors could not understand her because of her limited knowledge of the language. And she was fully fluent in French by the time we came back. But in the back of her head, she had this saying, "Turn again, John Whittaker, Lord Mayor of London." This man lived from 1881 to 1882, and he was being abused by his employer, and he kept saying he was going to run away. And God's voice came to him and said, "Turn again, John Whittaker, Lord Mayor of London." And he went back, and the gentleman who was abusing him, he fell in love with his daughter, I believe, and he ultimately became Mayor of London. And Mother kept saying, "Turn again, turn again." She kept saying she cannot quit medical school. She cannot disappoint her husband. And that's what kept her going.
And she did up to her retirement age of 77 in 1985. The book is From Cotton Field to Medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green. Hazel Coley, C-O-L-E-Y, Green with an E-G-R-E-E-N-E, M-D. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. With all that she accomplished in her life and what she had to do to rack up those accomplishments, were there any regrets that she had?
Not really. Midway her studies, well, almost toward the end of her studies, she and her husband divorced, and perhaps she regretted the fact that he didn't stand by her. But other than that, she was very excited about her accomplishments because that's something she really wanted to do. And, you know, I did not give her any trouble as a child. I was a typical teenager, however. But we were a team, she and I. And so she was extremely contented with the fact that she had accomplished her goal.
And she had to be quite proud to look and see how you were adapting to life in a foreign country and what you were able to do and the success that you had as well. When you look back on all of this, that travel experience and your mother getting the medical degree, what are some of your fondest memories? And I believe Belgium comes into play in this as well.
I think most of my memories were the times that we spent together when she had to take time off and when she was not studying. We did a lot of traveling and sightseeing and just spending time together and having the talks that one has with a growing child and the preteen. And she was a very, very loving person. And I think those are the fond memories that I have. We would walk hand in hand down the street like we were sisters, even though I was a child. And I think she had a very difficult childhood and young adulthood, and she was determined that she would have a better connection with her child than she had with her mother.
What kind of legacy did she leave for you? I get the impression in talking with great love and admiration about your mother that she lives on in you every day. I can imagine you thinking often about her and how she would handle situations, some of the situations, unsettling situations we're all going through now in real life.
Absolutely. She does reside with me every day because none of us realize what a mother is until we lose her. And so by keeping her alive in my heart, I think of the lessons that she taught me, such as no one is better than you to the point where I speak to people on the street when they speak to me, whether they're a homeless people or whether they're disabled people, whomever, because she taught me that one never knows when one may need someone. And to stay in communications with everybody. And that's her greatest legacy to me. It makes me have a tender spot in my heart for people who may not be as fortunate as I am and to live like I live.
And this really has to be a love scenario that you have now out talking about the book, Your Mother, the autobiography, From Cotton Fields to Medicine. What is this like being able to share her story, this remarkable woman, inspirational for so many people? What's this like to share her story with the world?
I am very, very excited to be able to share her story because she really struggled to get this medical degree that she wanted so desperately. And for someone to read the book and realize, well, gee, if she can do this after being out of school for 20 years plus, then I can accomplish anything. And that's what I think would help somebody if they read the story. You know, do not feel defeated by age, because age is just a number. It's your tenacity, your willingness to accomplish what you'd like to accomplish that will carry you through.
And you were there as she went through, I'm sure, the ups and downs of all of this, being in a foreign country, in college, in medical school. What are your memories as you look back on your mom? And there had to be highs and lows, and you obviously learned from both of those. What was like with the, I'm sure there were difficult times when your mom was like, okay, I really have to go forward here. I can't look behind, and this is another obstacle I have to get over. What was that like getting through that period for you?
Well, I do remember one instance when she was crying because she had not passed her course, and I remember her putting her arms around me, and I told her, I said, Madame, tu dois faire un effort, which means, ma'am, you have to put forth the effort. And for some reason, it sparked something in her, and she buckled out, and she did pass the course after all. And so I think about that moment when she was crying, and I told her to make an effort. And I was just a child. What did I know about effort?
Well, you learned it from your mom.
It was inspirational to her.
Well, yeah, you're sort of reflecting what her life goal was and how she got through life. Whether you knew it or not, you were her daughter at that time and giving her the inspiration that she was giving others. A minute or so left in the program. Why did your mother feel it was so important to write this book? Because on so many levels, this will be touching people and has touched people. Why did she feel it was important to write the autobiography?
I believe she wrote this autobiography for the inspiration that she would give to other persons, but also for a legacy for her relatives, her brothers, her sisters, and their offsprings, to know that someone in their family had really accomplished something, and as inspiration for them, I believe.
Well, it certainly is for not only family members, but anybody who picks up a copy of the book. The book's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, the usual places. The book is From Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green, MD. If you just Google From Cotton Fields to Medicine, you'll find it, be able to get information and purchase the book. With us on the program has been the doctor's daughter, Lily Coley Green, to share this remarkable story of this inspirational woman who accomplished so much through so much adversity during the course of her life. Coley, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program and share the story of your mother. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you so very much.
It has been our pleasure. The book, From Cotton Fields to Medicine, an autobiography by Hazel Coley Green, MD. Of course, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.